God.
Let us read a few passages in the Bible, and then we're going to pray.
请看哥林多前书的十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
第一节一直到第三节。
Verse 1 through 3.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的罗，想的拔一样。第二节。
Verse 2.
我若有先知讲道之能，也能够明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不了什么。第三节。
Verse 3.
我若将我所有的周济穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。这个十三章的第一节到第三节在讲爱心的重要。
From verse 1 to 3, here it emphasizes the importance of love.
有时候我们很投入在神的工作上，忘记了爱心的这一件事情。
Sometimes we're so devoted into God's work that we've forgotten the importance of love.
也就是我们为神所做的是出于爱神的心。
That is, everything we do for God, it should be out of our love for God.
我们为人所做的是出于爱人的心。
And the things that we do for people was because we love them.
那如果我们做圣工，心中没有爱，照哥林多前书里面说，那这个工作就算不了什么。
If while we are working for God, but we have no love inside us, then the result of our work means nothing.
所以这段圣经常常在提醒我们，我们在教会里面参与圣工，责任越重，工作越多，要越求神加添我们爱心。
So these verses reminds us that the greater the work that we engage ourselves in, the more we should pray to God to give us more love.
那我们所做的工作才是美的，才能够蒙神纪念。
And then our work will be considered beautiful and can be remembered by God.
对，这是我们灵修很重要追求的一部分。
And this is a very important element of our spiritual cultivation.
我们自己都会知道，做一件事情有很多不同的动机。
We also know that there are many different motives to do certain things.
比方说，一个人在医院里面住院。
For example, someone is currently in the hospital.
我们也可能说因为不好意思，我们大家都去看，我没有看，不好意思。
It could be that you go visit that brother because everyone went to visit him. If you don't go, that's not good.
那我们也可能是出于一种例行公事。
Or maybe it's just something, it's a formality, something that you should do.
对别人有一个交代。
And it's to sort of pay respect to the family.
但是我们也可能是真的从心里面很爱这个同龄。
Or maybe we truly love this brother in the Lord.
但同样一件事情有几个不同的动机。
And so for the same action, there are usually several different motives.
但是真的最美的就是从爱里面出来的。
But the most beautiful of all motives is that from love.
所以我们在教会里面服侍神，要常常求主赐给我们爱。
So when we're serving brothers and sisters in the church, we should pray to God to give us more love.
这里说，如果我们能够说万人的方言，还有天使的话语。
Here said that if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels,
很有恩赐。
Certainly that's a great gift.
但是如果没有爱。
But I have not love.
那就成了明的罗，想的拔一样。
Then I'm only a resounding gown or clinging cymbal.
这个明跟罗拔啊，这个声音很大，响的就过去了。
And the gown and the cymbal they may produce great a noise, but that's about it.
因为没有爱，所以缺乏一个感动的力量。
Without love, there is no power behind this voice.
那第二节就在讲。知识先知讲道之能
，and then it talks about the gift of prophecy，
而且有全备的信心
，and has full of faith，
像摩西一样能够舍弃王宫
，like that of Moses who forsook the palace。
但是如果没有爱
，but without love，
那个还是算不了什么
it still doesn't mean anything.
好，那我们看摩西在旷野四十年呢、啊，就是爱心的增加。
If we can see how Moses endured in the wilderness for 40 years, so we can see how he increased his love.
除了信心之外，他爱心有很大的进步。
In addition to increasing in faith, his love also increased.
所以以色列百姓啊犯罪，神要把他们消灭。
So when the Israelites committed sin against God and God wanted to wipe them out,
摩西要站在破口。
And Moses was standing at the breach.
因为如果没有一个人堵住破口，神的愤怒就下来了。
Because if Moses did not stand at the breach, then God's wrath will pour upon the Israelites.
但是他一个人祷告，要求神赦免这么多人。这也不是简单的。
And so, for one person's prayer to support the entire Israelites, it was no easy task.
那里面的一个重要原因就是他真的是出于爱。
The reason why he was able to do it because he truly loved his people.
他知道如果这一次没有听他神听他的祷告。
He knew that if God did not listen to his prayer,
他从山上下来全部都死了。
He stepped down from the mountain.Everyone would perish.
不但神没有荣耀，以色列百姓也灭亡。
Not only the name of God was not glorified, but the entire people of Israelites will be destroyed.
所以他爱到在神面前说：“如果生命册上你把我的名字涂掉，这样你能够赦免他们，我也愿意。”
His love to his people is so great. He said, "Lord, please forgive them, even if that means plotting my name from your book."
当他爱到愿意为他所爱的牺牲生命的时候，他不但没有牺牲了他的生命，他反而得到神更大的福气。
When his love had reached a point where he's willing to give up his own life, not only did not lose his life, but he gained the life of many.
那今天我们有时候在为一些人在代祷。
And so today we intercede for others.
啊，真的会感动神的祷告。是出于爱的祷告。
A prayer that will truly move God is a prayer out of love.
不是例行公事，因为宣布，所以我们大家就祷告。
It is not a prayer of formality because everyone say pray for so and so, so let's do it.
我们真的好像一个身体一样，能够感受到对方的痛苦。
We'll be just like the same body. You can feel the pain of that brothers and sisters.
能够感受到对方家庭的痛苦。
And you can feel the pain of the family of some brother and sister.
那用这种感受的心情来为别人代祷。
And with this kind of attitude, you pray for others.
那这个祷告会发生很大的功效。
And then this prayer will be very effective.
所以服侍神到最后最重要那个关键就是你看不见那个内心被神的爱充满。
And so, the ultimate objective of serving God is to have the love of God fill in our hearts.
那这个第三节说
Verse 3 here it says
说我将所有的周济穷人又舍身叫人焚烧却没有爱仍然与我无异
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love I gain nothing
怎么有可能周济穷人舍身焚烧却没有爱呢
How can someone give everything he has to the poor and surrender his body to the flame and has no love?
这是绝对可能的。
It's absolutely possible.
你看一个政治家在竞选的时候，什么支票都开得出来。
You can see when the politicians try to get elected, he'll say or do anything.
他真的是爱那些人吗
？But does he really love the citizens?
对，他要让人感觉到他爱那些人。
Sure, he wants to let the voters feel that he wants to work for them.
但是到最后的目标是为着得到一票。
But his purpose is to get your votes.
所以这种善行的动机是出于自私的。
So this kind of charity work is really out of self-ambition.
在神面前是算不了什么。
And it means nothing in front of God.
所以如果一个人有爱的行为，没有爱的动机，也算不了什么。
So if a person has the deed of love but has no motive of love, then his deeds means nothing.
因此我们要求神赐给我们爱心。
So we have to ask God to give us a loving heart.
让我们为他所做的真的是出于爱他的心做出来。
So that everything we do will be truly because of our love for Jesus.
没有其他的动机。
There's no other motive.
让我们为着别人所做的，就是为着爱他这样而做而已。
So that when we help others, we do things for others because we love this person.
啊，没有什么隐藏的动机在里面。
There's no ulterior motives.
啊，那这个服事就非常的美丽了。
And then this kind of service will be beautiful.
所以我们灵修会将要结束。
And we will conclude the cultivation seminar.
这是公元两千年的开始。
This is the beginning of year 2000.
主有很多的工作要我们做。
The many works that God wants us to do.
我们不能够徒受神的恩典。
We cannot just receive God's grace for nothing.
每一天我们活着都是神的恩典。
Every day, the fact that we're living contributed to the love of God.
神让我们活着一定有他的目的。
There's a reason why we're still alive.
如果没有目的，神就召我们回去了。
If there's no reason, then God will call us back.
所以在年初的开始，我们需要好好在神面前祈求，求主将他的爱浇灌在我们内心。
So in the January of year 2000, it is also time for us to rekindle with the love of God.
让我们为别人所做的真的是出于爱心。
So that everything we do for others is out of pure love.
我们为神为教会所做的真的是出于爱心。
The things we do for church and for the brothers and sisters is because of our love.
那我们公元两千年在神面前将是个非常美丽啊蒙神纪念的一年。
Then you will see year 2000 becomes a memorable and glorious year for God.
所以我们在祷告的时候要常常祈求神赐给我们爱心。
So in our prayer, we must pray to God to give us more love.
当然我们要求神赐给我们能力。
And of course, we want God to give us power.
因为我们有很多的工作，如果没有上头的来的能力，我们发现没有办法做得好。
Because many works, without power from God, it is impossible to accomplish them.
我们发现很多的圣工前面都有困难。
We discover that there are many hindrances and difficulties ahead of these holy works.
那唯一能够突破困难的就是神的能力。
Only the power of God can break through all these barriers and difficulties.
所以一个人如果越觉得自己软弱，祷告会越迫切。
So when a person feels that he's weak, his prayer will be stronger.
那如果一个人负担圣工，而不知道祷告，就表示他不知道自己软弱。
And if a person is in charge of a lot of church work and yet fail to realize the importance of prayer, then that's very dangerous.
如果一个人不知道自己软弱，而要在教会里面做圣工，这是很难行的一件事情。
It is also more dangerous and difficult for someone who does not even know how weak he is and yet try to pursue work in the church.
所以保罗说，我所能够夸的就是我的软弱。
Therefore, Paul says, if there's one thing that I can boast of, it's my weakness.
因为什么时候我软弱，什么时候就坚强。
Because whenever I'm weak, I became strong.
因为他软弱，他懂得祷告，所以他会坚强。
Because he knows that he's weak, therefore he prays, and then he becomes strong.
主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告。
Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
三个门徒跟他一起祷告。
Three of his apostles were with him.
三个都睡觉了。
Three of them fell asleep.
那我们看彼得讲的话。
And let's examine the words of Peter.
我要跟你一起死。
Peter says, I want to follow you to death.
意思是我没有问题。
He meant to say that my faith is strong enough for you.
我有决心。
I have the determination. I love you, Lord.
那个就是他的问题。
That was his problem.
他不知道自己的软弱。
He didn't know how weak he really was.
所以他祷告睡觉了。
So when he prayed, he fell asleep.
因此在各个他的道路他一步也跟不下去。
Therefore, he couldn't follow even a single step on the journey to Golgotha.
事实他很软弱。
He was weak.
他痛哭了。
Then he wept.
他痛哭就是为着自己的软弱痛哭。
He wept for his weakness.
我否定了那要为我钉十字架的耶稣。
I have denied the Jesus who was crucifying for me.
啊，世界上哪里有比这个罪更大
？How great a sin that would be.
所以五旬节以后
，So after the day of Pentecost,
彼得祷告很迫切。
Peter prayed earnestly.
被圣灵充满。
It was filled by the Holy Spirit.
改变成为另外一个人。
Transform into a new being.
因为他知道自己是软弱的。
For he realized how weak he really was.
所以我们这个迫切的祷告就是从自觉软弱开始的。
So a fervent prayer must start from the self-realization of our own weakness.
所以求神在公元两千年让我们伊丽莎白教会圣工有一个很大的突破。
So we ask God to help the Elizabeth Church to make the necessary breakthroughs in holy work.
无论在宣道工作上
，in terms of evangelism，
在牧养工作上
，in terms of pastoring，
我们都需要有突破。
We need breakthroughs。
还有这个教会的分社这件事情也需要有突破。
Also the church branching projects, we also need some results.
但是这一些突破都要神的同工。
But all these church works require the work of God.
神的同工就是借着我们祷告来的。
And the co-working of God can only come from prayer.
所以我们这一次祷告，我们要为着伊丽莎白教会在公元两千年的圣工祷告。
So in this prayer, we will devote our attention in the holy work of Elizabeth 2000.
求主耶稣大大的与我们同工。
We ask Lord Jesus to be with us.
在与我们同在，祝福我们所做的工作。
And bless and work with us.
求主耶稣将他的爱浇灌充满在每一个服侍他的人身上。
We ask Lord Jesus to pour down his love to all the workers and all the brothers and sisters who serve him.
求主耶稣将他的能力浇灌在每一个人身上。
We ask Lord Jesus to give us power to work for him.
让我们能够做完他对我们的托付。
So that we may complete the missions that he entrusted to us.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
我们现在还是要求圣灵的哈，我要特别有什么求神恩典，不要客气，再到前面来。
If you want to pray for Holy Spirit or full in the Holy Spirit or special blessings, please come forward.
那我们现在一起祷告半个钟头。
We will pray in one accord for half an hour.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.